Welcome to the Agency of the Month, Department of Energy, sponsored by Leidos. Now, here's your host, Jason Miller.
Welcome to the program. I'm Jason Miller, your host for this week. My guests are Max Everett, the Chief Information Officer at the Energy Department, and Jennifer Silk, a Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity.
Let me just start at the beginning. The Department of Energy obviously plays a key role in cybersecurity from both a federal perspective, meaning working within the federal government, but also in the private sector around the electricity grid. Let me start with Jen first, since you're the Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity. Discuss a little bit about DOE's role. Give us a sense of where we're at.
Absolutely. So, of course, cybersecurity is one of the Secretary's top priorities, and one of our key missions is supporting the energy sector, the folks in industry, to ensure a secure and resilient grid from cyber attack. And so the Department of Energy actually serves as the federal interface with the energy sector as what's called their sector-specific agency. And so we provide that lead role with them in terms of working between public-private partnerships. In fact, DOE is the only agency that is statutorily defined as such. In the 2015 FAST Act, we were designated as the sector-specific agency for cybersecurity for that sector. And so what makes us unique in that role is that we, of course, have 17 national labs that work with industry and bring this deep technical expertise to bear on the problem. And we're also actually managing these threats against energy infrastructure as owners ourselves through our four power marketing administrations that are integral components of our nation's grid as well.
So I definitely want to go back to talk about the national labs. They're doing some excellent work, and I've gotten to talk to some of the chief information officers at the national labs over the years. But before I do that, let me bring in Max. Max, you're relatively new to the Energy Department, but you're not necessarily new to cybersecurity, nor new to the government. In your month and a half on the job now, give me a little bit of a sense of what your role is around the cyber and what you're seeing as you've walked into the Energy Department.
Well, the Energy Department, as Jennifer pointed out, has, I think, a unique set of capabilities within the government because of the labs, but also because of the general mission for the Department of Energy, the focus on just science and technology, filling out all the different missions this department has from, you know, our nuclear mission, our energy development mission, and just our pure science mission, I think really give us a lot of assets that, frankly, I haven't seen, you know, as I've been around other departments and agencies over the years. And so that's definitely been one of the exciting pieces for me coming in to this job. We've got, obviously, because we've such a diversified set of challenges and things that we work on here at the department, we've got some unusual cyber challenges, but we also have a number of those great assets that we bring to bear. And so it's been exciting. The department is rapidly increasing our cyber posture, which has been good. I think you'll see that we're going to show a lot of improvement over even the next year or so in what we're doing in protecting the infrastructure here.
And let's go down that path just for a minute. When you talk about the Energy Department itself and protecting its infrastructure, we've seen grades from the Federal Information Security Management Act, FISMA. We've seen stuff in FITARA, for instance, and grades are nice. But give me a sense of what are you doing as you've come in. And again, I know you've only been there a short time, and maybe there's something Jen can also talk a little bit too, is what's Energy doing internally to really improve its cyber posture?
We're doing a couple of things. So we've got, again, because we've got so many different internal partners who have capability, like the labs and other groups, we're getting more collaborative within the environment. That was working far before I got here. The Secretary, I think, has made that a priority to make sure that across the department, everyone is working together and collaborating, because they bring a unique set of skills and capabilities and personnel. So that's already been moving well before I got here, frankly. But I think one of the areas that's been another priority for us is modernization, and you're seeing that across government. I think the value that we see in modernization is beyond simply the cost savings. We're also seeing a lot of capability in security when you go to some of the new modern tools. You move away from legacy, so you lose some of the security flaws those might have. And as we consolidate and move to the cloud, there's really a lot of additional opportunities for visibility in the cloud. And frankly, when you're going to some of the commercial providers that do this 24/7 across the globe, they're really bringing a next level of cyber capability to what we do on a lot of our commodity work. So I think that's also been a huge help, and we're trying to accelerate that as quick as we can here at Energy.
Jennifer, did you want to jump in as well on this? Where is your role fit in as the senior advisor when it comes to internal cybersecurity efforts for the Energy Department?
Well, of course, I help to support Max and his efforts as much as possible. What's really interesting about DOE is that it really is an exciting and challenging mission for securing the infrastructure because there are so many different components to our mission that it really in many ways mirrors, it's a microcosm of the broader federal landscape. So the work that Max is doing really does sort of mirror what we do across the entire federal government, just in sense of bringing so many different players together and different types of infrastructure. So we help to support that as much as possible and make sure that we build synergy where we can across our work with the sector as well as the work that Max is doing internally and a lot of the work that the labs are doing that support other departments and agencies. We have this amazing core, this treasure really of 17 national labs, and they're a powerful engine for a lot of cybersecurity efforts. We have, for example, Lawrence Berkeley National Lab is where a very powerful intrusion detection tool called BRO was first created and is now out and available, widely used. In fact, major technology companies like Amazon, Apple, and Cisco use it, as well as many of our federal partners.
And I want to go down that path with the national labs. You mentioned that earlier. Berkeley's a great example. There's also a lot of projects at Sandia. There's a project going on at Idaho. Walk me through a couple of the projects that really stand out to you guys in the cybersecurity world.
Well, one that I really love is at Savannah River National Laboratory. They have this very interesting and novel cybersecurity solution where they use low Earth orbit satellites and random number streams to validate a user's position and then limit their computer access based on their geographic location to help make it a lot easier to manage who's accessing their network. And their approach really could change the way we prevent cyber attacks, particularly in remote locations, which, of course, as you know, much of the grid is located in remote locations. We also have a very collaborative research and development project set up here where industry partners, universities, and our labs all partner together on projects to bring their own perspective to it, to make sure that the projects they're working on are really working towards filling the gaps and the priority needs that the ultimate owners would need. So, for example, Sandia National Lab is partnering with the private sector to develop a commercial solution that prevents tampering with the kinds of field devices you see attached to utility poles. Because these systems are out in the open, they can be a very inviting target for hackers. And as newer systems are coming online, they're offering more options for remote operation, which is fantastic. It offers a great deal of efficiency, but of course it also makes it a little bit more vulnerable. So in this project, we're making a way to ensure that the systems can actually sense any physical tampering and they can signal to operators that something's wrong.
All of them are very interesting. Let me back up to the Savannah River one for a second. One of the things about it, and just might want to make sure we get this clear, is this is being done for the Savannah River employees. So this is a test that's happening now, or is this already in production and being offered to whomever wants to buy it, use it, borrow it, et cetera?
So that's exactly what they're working through right now to see, you know, they've really tested it, make sure that it works, develop the technology. And then we, of course, try to see as quickly as possible how moving these things to make them available and really make the projects that come out of the labs as accessible as possible to other users.
And I think that's the key. I mean, a lot of times you hear back from NASA or other agencies about a tech transfer program or something similar to that. I imagine that's part of the end goal is to, as you mentioned about the Berkeley National Lab intrusion detection tools being widely used in the commercial sector, too. That role that the government plays is huge. Max, jump in a little bit and talk a little bit about that role from because you have a lot of private sector experience, too, the role that the Energy Department can play in helping kind of move the private sector forward.
Well, and the labs have a long history of that, right? So the part of what the labs are doing is they're doing a mix of everything from pure science research to very focused things that are made to be moved through tech transfer and commoditization to get out into the private sector and increase, again, cybersecurity for the entire country. And so they have a long history of that. Jennifer brought up one good example, which is Bro. We use Bro as well here at the Department of Energy. I think you're going to see an increased focus on them looking to find things that can quickly come to market, or the underlying technologies can be brought out to the private sector so they can build a next level of opportunity. I think a bigger picture for cybersecurity as well, for our labs, even the ones that don't necessarily formally do cybersecurity, all of our labs in different ways have a deep expertise in operational technology, right? So we're moving into a world of ubiquitous sensors. We're moving into a world where virtually everything has got some type of general purpose computing capability in it, right? You think everything from refrigerators to lampposts and everything in between. And all of our labs have a deep expertise there. And so they're really building the models for managing and securing that next generation of operational technology. And so part of our goal is to make sure that we bring in private sector, we bring in other departments and agencies across, certainly the energy sector, but even other sectors to come in and better understand the capability and the things that the labs have been developing.
We have to take a break. My guests are Max Everett, the Chief Information Officer at the Energy Department, and Jennifer Silk, a Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity. I'm Jason Miller, and you're listening to Agency of the Month on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
For 40 years, Leidos has seen firsthand the Department of Energy's men and women solve our country's toughest energy, environmental, and nuclear challenges. In support of DOE's mission, our technical experts and scientists have delivered trusted solutions in infrastructure management, nuclear security, and IT modernization. Leidos has the experience DOE can count on, and we're ready for your next 40 years. Learn more at Leidos.com/DOE.
Welcome back. You're listening to Agency of the Month on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm your host, Jason Miller. My guests are Max Everett, the Chief Information Officer at the Energy Department, and Jennifer Silk, a Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity.
Jen, Max, you both brought up over the course of our conversation so far today the work with the private sector. Jen, you began by kicking off saying that Energy Department has a unique relationship with the energy sector. Talk a little bit about how you're interacting with the private sector, how the you guys are help coordinating defense, cyber risk mitigation, cyber defense, and the like when it comes to the electricity grid, which we know is something like 85-90% is owned by the private sector.
That's right, it is. And so because so much of it is privately owned, we really do have to work very closely with them. And we do that through a series. Certainly when you speak to the grid, we have the Electricity Subsector Coordinating Council, through which we work very closely with 30-some-odd CEOs in the industry and key leadership in government, and really work through to synchronize priorities and ensure that what we're working towards is complementary to one another, and that we're really working in concert to secure our nation's energy infrastructure. We're focused here at DOE on three priorities with the sector, working with them to enhance visibility and situational awareness across all energy assets, especially control systems, as well as strengthening cyber incident response capabilities. Now, this is anything from deepening our collaboration with states and continuing to work through common playbooks of how we would work together in a significant incident, both with industry and with state and local governments. Or it could even be maintaining specialized energy infrastructure cyber response teams that are tailored to the unique needs of the sector and that specific infrastructure.
Now, I know one of the big challenges is a lot of the SCADA systems, these grid systems, were not built with cybersecurity in mind. In fact, they were not even built with the internet in mind. And now you're having to retrofit, or unfortunately, we're going to use the term bolt on instead of build in a lot of the cybersecurity initially. Are you starting to see, is Energy Department starting to see, start to work with the private sector folks to move away from this bolt-on and move to newer systems? I know Max brought up legacy IT and modernization for the Energy Department itself. Is that same trend happening within the private sector and the electricity grid?
Absolutely. We certainly see as new infrastructure is being developed, new components are built, security is more and more being built in from the start. And it's definitely a clear priority both among companies and those of us who work with them. And so the challenge, though, that you see there is that doing wholesale replacements can be very expensive. And these are pieces of equipment that are often designed to be in place for a very, very long time in the face of technology that changes very rapidly. So the sector works very carefully to ensure as many mitigations as possible to ensure the security, especially of those operational systems, to ensure that they're not as susceptible to some of the intrusions that you might see. But what we're also doing is, as we work towards creating systems that are inherently more resilient, we're also looking at solutions like at Sandia National Lab, which is a project called ADSEC, and this is Artificial Diversity and Defense Security. And this is a project that's really trying to help sort of create that with existing architecture. And that's really what makes this one so interesting, is that it's able to be retrofitted into existing infrastructure to make the whole system inherently more secure and resilient. And this project essentially applies moving target defense to energy infrastructure, and it enables operators to randomize the network topology to help prevent reconnaissance on their system in the first place. It's also working to develop detect attacks using machine learning algorithms while developing a variety of automated defense responses to be able to mitigate attacks. So it's really using machine learning to detect attacks, isolate them, and mitigate them before they even have to be identified by a human interface.
That's an exciting project. I know, just as you went through each of the things that it's trying to do, retrofitted to the existing infrastructure, randomize the network topology so the attacker can't really get a sense of what the network looks like. And then the machine learning piece, I got to ask, Jen, how close is this? Are we talking about a year or two away, or is this another long-term project?
I do think this one is actually closer to, in fact, the project leads at Sandia have been working with industry partners to already test this solution out on existing infrastructure, and I think they are maybe a year or two from being able to make this available more widely. So they've already moved into real tests and seen results from even the lab-centered tests they've done and some of the smaller-scale infrastructure testing they've done.
All right, that's an exciting project, something I know we'll be following as it kind of continues to move down the process. You also brought up this idea of cyber response capabilities working together, maybe special cyber response teams. Talk a little bit about the partnership that the Energy Department has with the Homeland Security Department. Obviously, we know that from Homeland Security Department, they work with all the sectors, whether it's energy or telecom or banking. And when you see something like WannaCry or, you know, the ransomware attacks that we've seen more recently, they are working very closely to get the word out, to share signatures, to share information. Where does Energy fit in with the Homeland Security Department?
Absolutely. They're a fantastic partner, and it's especially helpful to have the complement of DHS that looks across all sectors and can really help connect the dots between what they may be seeing or sharing or discussing and doing with other sectors and how that might impact the energy sector, for example, or how work that we're doing with the energy sector may impact others. Certainly, there are a lot of interdependencies among various sectors. And where DOE really adds value is that as a specialized experts with our sector and with the partnerships that we have formed over the years with our sector, we really provide that specialized expertise. Where this really comes into play and where we talk about response capabilities, certainly DHS has a great deal and we rely on them very heavily for that. But when we look at the federal government and what we do for supporting the sector in a significant incident, how are we best prepared to do that? And so that's where we look at how can we what best protects the sector, what helps them the most, and it may be that we would want to have folks who are very closely aligned with our industry partners working on that specific infrastructure so that they can work as seamlessly as possible with those teams. The sector themselves, in fact, have self-organized and created what they call cyber mutual assistance, and they're essentially creating teams, much like they do in the sense of a hurricane, where they will share resources with one another with an affected entity to help bring power, restore power as quickly as possible. They're creating a system of support in the same way for cyber incidents. And so how do we best support that effort, and how do we help integrate into it as well in the event of a significant cyber incident?
We have to take a break. My guests are Max Everett, the Chief Information Officer at the Energy Department, and Jennifer Silk, a Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity. I'm Jason Miller, and you're listening to Agency of the Month on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
At Leidos, we know you're called to take on the world's biggest challenges. You're a scientist doing groundbreaking medical research. You're an engineer building a sustainable future. Or you're serving your country, sacrificing time with loved ones to make the world a safer place. Your work matters. We make sure you have the tools you need to get the job done. Leidos works for you, so you can continue working for the world. Visit us at Leidos.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Agency of the Month on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm your host, Jason Miller. My guests are Max Everett, the Chief Information Officer at the Energy Department, and Jennifer Silk, a Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity.
Max, you've been, again, CIO at the Energy Department for only a short time, and I know it's you kind of have to get the lay of the land a little bit, get your feet wet, as we like to say, but if you can, give me a sense of why you came to Energy, and then where are you going in the future from, you know, what are some of the priorities, even though you haven't been there that long, what are some of the things you're really starting to focus on at the Energy Department?
Well, I think one of the big reasons I came over, frankly, was having been around D.C. for a while and around federal government, I had some awareness, which is growing every day, of the capabilities and the different things the Department of Energy works on. Certainly the labs, just the level of capability and the kind of projects they're working on, I think those are attractive to anybody who is interested in technology. Again, as Jennifer Parsh pointed out, we have a very unique and specific role in cybersecurity, which obviously is, you know, certainly a professional interest of mine. And so that was an attraction for me as well, was to be a part of that. We've got we have a very important role. You know, one quick thing I'll point out is that we have, most people aren't aware, we've got the power marketing administrations. They're essentially marketing and putting out the hydroelectric power that the federal government generates to actually go into the grid. And so we actually have in-house here at Department of Energy essentially our own, you know, version of the same as, you know, all the private sector groups who are doing power. And so that gives us, again, a unique set of very practical capabilities around understanding how to protect and secure the grid. And so I think that's we've got a lot of little things like that here all over the department where we've got that unique capability. And for me, that's encouraging. You know, part of what I've come here to do as I walked in, you know, I understood the secretary already had the right priorities. You know, he's got priorities around cybersecurity, both for the department, meaning we, you know, if we're going to go out and talk about and do cybersecurity with the sectors and with the United States at large, we got to make sure we're doing it well here within the department. And so that has been a major focus for him. And of course, the modernization piece, which is, you know, moving the federal government forward, making sure that we're spending taxpayer money well, but also making sure that we're, you know, especially when it comes to commodity and things like that, we're moving to the cloud. We're doing the things that other people are doing. We've got, I believe, 97 sites and labs across 26 states. So for us, the concept of a decentralized sort of cloud model for a lot of our commodity computing really works very well. And again, because we've got capability being built day after day at the labs, we've got a lot of partners and opportunities to bring the newest things and basically make ourselves into guinea pigs to test some of the new tools and some of the new capabilities the labs are developing every day. And so that's going to be a lot of our focus here. And again, I walked in knowing the secretary had these as priorities. And, you know, when I saw that was something I wanted to be a part of.
That's all the time we have for today. My guests were Max Everett, the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Energy, and Jennifer Silk, a Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity. I've been your host, Jason Miller, and you've been listening to Agency of the Month on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.